So in
cooperation with our friends at The Week magazine, every Friday we also bring you Good Week, Bad Week. Now, clear candidates. It's been a very good week for Oklahoma quarterback Sam Bradford, selected by the St. Louis Rams as the number one pick in the 2010 NFL Draft. Add that distinction right beside his 2008 Heisman Trophy. And by the way, last year's number one pick, Matthew Stafford, got a six-year, $78 million contract. Oof. Okay, bad week for millions of air travelers still grounded by the Icelandic volcanic ash for most of the week, but shutdowns, while they're still lingering today, northern Scotland airspace is closed.
So good week for football players, bad week for air travelers in Europe. Yep, those are the obvious picks, but our friends at The Week magazine have some selections that might have fallen under your radar.
Tennessee.
In Tennessee, you see, it was a good week for anti-incumbent fever after Mayor Barbara Brock of Tracy City was defeated by challenger Carl Geary, even though Geary died a month before the vote. I knew he was deceased. I know that sounds stupid, but we wanted someone other than her, said restaurant owner Chris Rogers. That's
I once covered an election where somebody was elected from prison. So,
really?
You know, same idea.
So, anti-incumbent fever. Good week for anti-incumbent fever. But it got to be a bad week for Mayor Barbara Brock of Tracy City. But I can't preempt things, right? Not everybody had such a good week. It was a bad week for Laura Hall, a 20-year-old British woman who has been convicted of a series of public disorder offenses. She became the first person to be banned from every pub, club, and liquor store in the U.K.
That is pretty bad. I mean,
even cruel and unhuman punishment is what you're saying.
I'm just saying, even Amy Winehouse can still go out drinking. I mean, what did she do?
Yes,
that's a
human rights issue. We'll get right on. Yes,
indeed. I'm just thinking about your words there. Every pub, club,
every
and liquor store.
Yeah,
I bet she's fun to hang around.
Yeah.
She has nothing to do in the UK. You can see the full Good Week, Bad Week feature in The Week magazine, which is online now at theweek.com. Coming up this morning, 25 years after Coke tried to mess with their own secret formula and develop new Coke, we're going to talk about secret recipes, why we're so proud of them. Kate posted to us on our Facebook site, I ate a chocolate cake here at work yesterday in which the secret ingredient was tomato soup. Tell us your secret ingredients. And is Mom still on the line, Nancy Hockenberry? She's got the recipe for sand tarts. I'm going to try to get it out of her before the end of this hour. Go to thetakeaway.org with more of your secrets.